Arnold Schwarzenegger is not the only candidate with Hollywood credentials running for governor of California. From Los Angeles, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports on other celebrity has-beens and wannabes seeking political stardom.
California's recall election is like the ultimate reality television show, with the audience waiting to see which of the 135 candidates survives. So it was inevitable that the Game Show Network would come up with a televised contest called Who Wants to Be Governor of California? The Debating Game. During a press preview, the host, a former MTV personality named Kennedy, announced two of the real-life contestants.
The pint-sized Terminator, at 4'8" tall, weighing in at 135 pounds, he played Arnold on Different Strokes, Gary Coleman. Welcome, Gary.
Thank you.
And next, let's welcome a talented dancer and the star of such classics as California Coeds and Hot Shower 6. With measurements of 36 double D, 24, 36. Ladies and gentlemen, Mary Carey.
Ow, she's so good.
Hi, Mary.
Ow.
On the show, Mary Carey and Gary Coleman had to answer questions about California trivia.
Who is the current Secretary of State? Is it A, Kevin Shelley, B, Cruz Bustamante, or C, Booz Crustamante? Mary.
Kevin Shelley, A.
That is correct.
Candidates Carey and Coleman knew most of the answers, but not this one.
Please spell Schwarzenegger.
After the preview, 23-year-old porn star Carey posed provocatively for photographers, and she offered reporters some of her ideas for generating revenue for cash-strapped California.
I'd like to tax breast implants. It'd be like a luxury tax. We'd be taxing something that's not necessary. It would make a lot more sense, in my opinion, than taxing cars, which people need, you know?
Carey's rival for the governorship, Gary Coleman, has other ideas to reduce the state's deficit.
Yeah, I might actually find $38 billion if I cut a lot of jobs in the state capitol. I would be absolutely ruthless. You know, I would find every person that, you know, if their job is just to answer the phone for somebody, that person would have to go. The first salary I'm going to cut is my own. You know, $175,000 a year? No.
Gary Coleman is sponsored by the East Bay Express, an alternative weekly newspaper. It paid the $3,500 filing fee for the 35-year-old former child actor and one-time shopping mall security guard.
I know, it's pretty creepy. I could actually end up being governor by default.
Then again, Coleman says, the entire recall election is silly.
It should be very entertaining. We are the entertainment capital of the world. Why should Italy have all the fun?
Besides Coleman, Carey, and Schwarzenegger, there's another Hollywood figure hoping for the governorship.
Ooh!
With her Betty Boop voice, first name only candidate Angeline is running in the Pink Party, with no particular platforms other than her pink high heels. On this day in Malibu, she's campaigning in a skimpy pink outfit with her pink dog Buddha.
Vote for me because I love California.
Angeline's likeness can be seen on 10-foot-tall billboards around L.A., but she refuses to give any specifics about her qualifications or herself.
No, I can't talk about that right now. I'm a Hollywood billboard princess icon, and that's all you need to know.
Who wants to be governor of California? Officially, Angeline and 134 others. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
And together we'll be fine.